I want to hop to just a couple of questions that came in. This one is, hi, I'm an avid reader of Tim Sales newsletter and info. I have professional inviter, brilliant compensation, and audio tapes. And I subscribe to your website. Tim Sales places a lot of emphasis on inviting, and I understand why. But could you please provide some information on how to get downlines to move products, either for their own usage or to other consumers? Because there are those who don't use the products at all and consequently don't move them. In other words, how do I get them to be a productive team player? All right, this is an absolutely great question. And my answer right off the bat is that you can't force them to use the product. Okay, I personally have seen the same thing. Education on why they need the product is the direction you have to take. Okay, so the first sell that you have to sell, if you will, is them. And if you can't sell them to use the product, I certainly would not train them on how to sell products, all right? Because I've never witnessed it to be true. I know it's a violation of one of the communication qualities, and that is to tell the truth. If a person doesn't use the product, then they're going to be out there selling a product that they themselves are unwilling to use, whether it's because they think it's too expensive or whether it's that they don't think they need it or whatever. And I've just never seen that work. Can't hardly justify training someone on how to sell it if they themselves are unwilling to use it. Now, I say that, and at the same time, I kind of catch myself because I know that there have been gender-specific products, like in my company, that I wouldn't use. I don't need mascara. I don't think I need mascara. Anyway, maybe I do need mascara. But anyway, so you kind of get the idea here is that I'm not saying that if you're not willing to use all the products, then get out of the company. What I'm talking about here is that if it's the flagship product or if it's a product that's a single product company or something like that, then they need to use the product. I mean, that's the bottom line. I walk people through, I educate them, I get into training a little bit on the product itself, they get to see it. If they never have that awareness that they need that product, then at some point in time I'll just ask them and say, let me ask you something, do you see a need for this product? And if they say, oh yeah, I see a need for the product, do you see a need for you with the product? If they can't say yes, then they're going to do a lousy job of selling that product. All right, it's just been my experience. And so the answer straight up is that you can't force this, but the right direction to go is that you need to educate them on why they need it. And in order for you to educate them properly on why they need it, what you have to do is you have to go back to the inviting formula, right? Find out what it is that they want. If it happens to be a nutrition product, find out what they want as it relates to their body. So you just ask that question. As it relates to your body and your health, what's important to you? If it happens to be a service, let's say it's a legal service, ask them the very same type of a question, just from a legal sense, and find out from there. Do you see a need to write a will and keep your money from the state under the unfortunate situation that you were to die? If they can't say yes, then they're going to have a hard time selling wills, okay, or legal services or whatever it is.